two harps beating as one. Mysteriously, Samuel Johnson had written two poems called The Harp.
One with 10 rhyming couplets.
And another with 9 quatrains. Both were written to his beloved wife, Martha Hutchison.
The shorter poem, consisting of couplets, appeared in 1844 in The Triple Reef,
while the other was published in 1830 in The Casket. Samuel and Martha lived in domestic felicity together for over 42 years on a farm that Samuel purchased in Buckingham, Philadelphia, in 1797. Here we have braided the two love poems together,
one as a song,
the other as a dramatic reading.
A slumbered but soft for awaking on affection's charm, dear, its low murmur is breaking.
Yes, I sought for this harp in the joy of my youth, with feelings, fine chords, true to friendship, attuned. A heaven-strung instrument, beaming with truth, in a bosom with emblems of kindness illumed.
It atoned with a pathos so truly its own, the joys of a kindred harp's unison tone.
On life's airy summit I feared there were blending the blasts of the north with the zephyrs of spring, and the torrent's loud roar from its brow when descending might sweep with coarse discord its delicate string.
From its chords her devotions pure anthem ascended, and grandeur and feeling sublimely had blended.
Through the calm verdant vale my warm search was directed, to find out a note would be echoed by mine, the mellow chords touched, my purer feeling reflected. With rapture I'd hail it, a blessing divine.
Throughout the wide regions of earth and of was magnificent, lovely, or rare.
Nor was my search in vain. In the green vale I found it, with kindness and taste sweetly magical tone. The virtues all blooming, resplendent around it, delighted and happy, I called it my own.
The bright forms of beauty echo violets call, till fancy's rich mantle emblazoned them all.
Near the cottage of peace, a blushing rose by it, and the fair virgin lily there reared up its stem. The pure dews of heaven with moisture supplied it. The freshness of morning surrounded my gem.
The forest-plumed king, in the pride of his power, the gay little spirits that hum round the bower.
Then I knelt and adored the sure fountain of blessing, who filled up my cup of earth's bliss to the brim. Oh, for the unalloyed gift, so endeared by possessing a mutual oblation ascended to him.
From earth came the loveliest flora could bring, arrayed in the fragrance and freshness of spring.
And years rolled along, and no discordant murmur ever marred one enjoyment which life could bestow. My heart beat to time with joy truer and firmer, while the harmony soothed every pang found below.
Or turned to themes moral ennobling, and high its tones with the tones of the purest might vie.
Now, in age, it retains all its tender emotion, nor feels out of chill from time's frosty caress. To friendship and love owns the truest devotion, though the sun of its youth far declines in the west.
As with feeling benevolent, social and dear, it paired with rich peons the birth of a year.
Oh, when it must set, and if I should survive it, no more will I hail the glad morning of spring. The dregs of existence I then shall arrive at, this bosom of mine will have tuned its last string.
In shades then no more shall it slumber, inglorious, awake over darkness and silence, victorious.
The human heart is a harp of many strings.
The human heart is a harp of many strings.